Welcome in to You're the Cure right here on AM 580, of course, Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, right here on the broadcast. Of course, along the way, if you have any questions, feel free to call us or text line 806-745-5800. That's 806-745-5800 along the way. Also, Health Coach Melody Wilkes with us on the show. I'm Wade Wilkes, and good morning, Dr. Edwards. Good to see you once again, sir.
Good morning.
How are things? We got special guests on the phone as well.
Great, yeah. We've got new equipment in the studio.
Yeah, you liking that? I mean, we're kind of upgrading a few things around here.
Streamlined.
Taking some time, but it's looking good. I like these new mics.
Yeah.
They're working well. They sound good and look good, too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me again.
Yes, sir. Good to see you. And real quick, I might mention, though, I don't have the brochure in front of me, but we are getting together our health cruise for Alaska.
Right.
That's going to be coming up August the 2nd through Envoy Travel. So if you'd like some additional information about this, be sure to, you can call me here at the radio station or call Envoy Travel and talk to them. But I haven't put it together yet because all last week you can tell by my voice, I was a little bit out of pocket,
right.
Can't talk, that kind of thing. So I couldn't cut the radio ad, but I will be doing that this week. And really, it's going to be a fun time that we're all going to go. It's, like I said, departure. It's a week-long inside passage leaving Seattle. You go up through the islands. I call them the islands on the inside passage all the way up through to Glacier Bay and, you know, Saskatchewan, Juneau, some great stops throughout the Alaska Health Cruise coming up summer 2020. Very affordably priced. It's on Princess Cruise Line. So if you're out there listening and would like to learn more, we'll have a couple of days at sea where Dr. Edwards will have some presentations that not mandatory. You don't have to go to them, but I highly recommend you do for a health cruise. But we'll have some presentations available on the cruise itself with Dr. Edwards. And it's going to be just a lot of fun, and I'm sure a lot of people want to go on that. But I can certainly get y'all some information out. But Envoy Travel can as well. And so we'll definitely be talking more about that.
Yeah. And, well, while you're announcing, I'm going to throw in this real quick. Next Thursday, not this week, but next week, December 19th, I'll be giving a presentation at the Science Spectrum.
Awesome.
And basically, it'll be a re-presentation and expanded a little bit from my Weston A. Price Wise Traditions Conference presentation that I did. I had a lot of questions and requests to do that here locally. So that'll be next Thursday, 6:30 at Science Spectrum. Seating's limited to the first 90 people. So
oh, fantastic.
Come out and listen.
Okay.
And we've got a great special guest today.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're ready for that. We've got Dr. Elizabeth Pluard, PhD. Dr. Pluard is a clinical laboratory scientist, a certified menopause practitioner, an author with a background in cancer and DNA testing. She is a thought leader and a scholar in hormones and electromagnetic radiation. Her career spans decades of research, consulting, teaching, and writing. And through her consultation practice and her own experience, she has become a passionate advocate of educating people on how to not only survive but also thrive, living in today's electromagnetic assault and environmental toxin load.
I bet 5G is going to be wild.
Yeah, that will be part of the discussion today. She, in fact, wrote a book recently, which we do not have at our clinic, but we will be after the show. I'm actually going to get my office to get these books into our clinic because Dr. Pluard's latest book, EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution, has recently won the Best Environmental Book of the Year award. So super excited to have Dr. Pluard on our show today. Welcome, Dr. Pluard.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the ability to share my research, because as I'm doing the research, I just get to this point of everybody in the world needs to know what it is that I'm reading and piecing together here.
Right.
It's a tragedy that's been happening on the planet.
Right. Well, and that's what our show's all about, is educating our patients and the general public that listen, because we believe at our clinic that a doctor can't cure you. A doctor can only treat symptoms. The body's got the cure, but you've got to allow the body to fix itself by giving it all that it needs and avoiding what it doesn't need. That's kind of this basic philosophy. Dr. Pluard was a fellow presenter at the Wise Traditions Conference. A lot of my talk talk, of course, was on toxic iron. But really the foundation of my talk was about building resiliency. And as our long-term listeners know, I'm all about building the internal terrain so that your body's more resistant and more resilient. You know, the healthier you are, the more you can naturally detox heavy metals and other and glyphosate that we live in the middle of Roundup Ready cotton capital of the world. You know, the more healthy and resilient you are, the more you can handle dental infections and root canals and all these different toxicities. You don't want to purposefully expose yourself to these things, but the healthier you are, the more you have worked on your internal terrain through the four pillars we call nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. Then the more you can be prepared to handle the oxidative load and oxidative stress that all these different things from glyphosate to mercury to EMFs. So I don't want to get lost in that foundational philosophy that it's all about building your resiliency and your resistance to these kind of things. That being said, we always talk about these various toxins. You want to try to limit your exposure, if not totally get them out of your life. And for, kind of the more important note is, I'd say probably 99% of the American public is not building their resiliency. They're not, they have no idea about this concept of the body can heal itself. And so they're standard Americans living a standard American stressful life, a standard American high sugar and carbohydrate diet, processed food diet, not sleeping well, just go, go, go all the time, tons of toxic exposure. So your standard person out there, your loved ones, your family, your Dr. Plourd and I were talking before the show started, Christmas is coming up and we're so happy to be doing this show before Christmas. So you can go educate all your family, because most people that aren't listeners to this show aren't working on their terrain, so they're even more susceptible to all these various things, including EMF. And EMF can be so subtle because it's invisible, and the symptoms it creates are so vague's not the right word, but they're so ubiquitous, like headaches and fatigue and dizziness and these kind of general generic things that your doctor's not going to have an answer for, most likely. And people won't connect it to EMFs. So
no wireless earbuds for Christmas?
Probably not.
I've had two kids ask for those.
So, and we'll get into all those specifics. I'm going to let Dr. Plourd have the floor, though. And I want to say real quick, I did interview Dr. Plourd. It's been 2 or 3 years ago on sunscreen. She has another great book about sunscreen, and we'll have her back before the summertime hits.
I remember that interview.
I do too.
Yeah,
but
that was great. That was interesting.
And for some reason, it didn't get recorded, so we definitely need to read it.
We didn't get it recorded?
Oh, we need to redo that interview in the spring before summer starts. So
yeah.
Dr. Plourd, we'll have to twist your arm to come back, but that's another topic we don't have time for today. Probably we need to give Dr. Plourd the floor for EMF. But Dr. Plourd, if you would, I know I gave some of your background, but feel free to elaborate on any of that. But really, how did you turn your education, your research, and into this book now, into the EMF world? Because I've known you as, you know, the menopause and the cancer testing and, of course, sunscreen. So what led to this, if you don't mind giving some of that background?
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting that the symptoms of the body unable to deal with electromagnetic radiation anymore are very similar to premenopausal symptoms. And my book on hormones went around the world, so I've been consulting around the world on menopause for 20 years. And about 8 years ago, I started hearing from all these women in the San Francisco Bay Area, all saying the same thing. I've got these headaches. I can't sleep. I'm so tired, and I'm so irritable. And I have a 6-page profile I have them fill out, and none of them were menopausal. And I thought, how can these women all say the same thing and yet not be menopausal? So I spoke to each one in depth, what's new, what's different, what's changed. And it was the electrical smart meter going on their residence within weeks or months of these symptoms. And these electrical utility smart gas water meters are the exact same frequency as a microwave oven. And they pulse multiple times a minute, 24 hours a day. And so they are breaking our DNA and causing all of these symptoms. When I realized that the electromagnetic radiation would cause the headaches, insomnia, irritability, and fatigue, I started looking at, well, what else does it cause? And I was just in shock, and it did become the book that you just talked about, EMF Freedom. because it's causing so many symptoms. And there's nobody I talk to today that doesn't have one of them, but just doesn't understand it. Like, it causes itchy skin and itchy, bloody skin rashes. And so people just go to the drugstore and get cortisone cream and put it on their skin. But it absolutely causes nerve and muscle pain, muscle contractions. Talk to people and their muscle just contracts all by itself. And the dizziness and vertigo, people are going to chiropractors to help with that. And blurred vision, food allergies, definitely. And then heart palpitations. People are getting pacemakers. And all it is electromagnetic radiation causing the heart to act erratically. And just get away from the radiation and the heart palpitations calm down. So in the insomnia, that is a huge problem. People call and say, I haven't slept in months, because it lowers our melatonin. So we don't have the right amount of melatonin in order to go into a sleep, deep sleep that's reparative. Because the body is absolutely designed to repair. One of the reasons that these have been allowed to proliferate is that they're saying, well, it's non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing is the X-ray and nuclear. That breaks the DNA immediately. These are called non-ionizing radiation, and yet it will break the DNA because it's vibrating the DNA, and it'll eventually break. So it still is causing the DNA damage. And though they say it's safer because it's not breaking it immediately. And the body will repair these DNA breaks. You know, I love your whole premise of all of your education, that the body will repair, but it can't repair when it's being constantly exposed to more radiation. Right. You need to get away from the radiation in order to allow it to repair. So one of the things that I highly recommend is to get all technology out of the bedroom, TVs out of the bedroom, even alarm clocks. Go to a small battery-operated alarm clock in the bedroom. Unplug all cords, because even a lamp cord that's not on, radiation is coming out of it, you know, several inches around it.
Right.
So by the time people find me, they're to the point they haven't been able to work in years because they can't be around a computer. And they've had to move out of their houses because of the smart meters on their houses. In the places in America that have gotten all three, gas, electric, and water, by the time those people call me, they are extremely sick, to the point of they can't even turn an electric stove on without getting sick, or get in a car with GPS, or the new cars with all the bells and whistles and all the sensors. They can't rent the car because they just can't drive it. They're too sick.
Can you speak to how and why certain people seem to be just so sensitive? I think in your presentation at the Weston A. Price, you talked about yourself being a canary in the coal mine. You know, even in the same home, someone may have a number of symptoms, and then someone else in the same home will not or appear to not have any symptoms. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Well, I have a history of mercury poisoning. I almost died from mercury from the dentist about 20 years ago. So it was a huge assault to my system. I literally was sick for over a year, and it took me a long time to get my body back again and get my leaky gut healed again. But once I did, I was able to eat everything. But half the people who find me have a history of mercury poisoning. A good third of them have a history of pesticide poisoning. They can remember sleeping in the bedroom, the father in the Midwest, storing the DDT in their bedroom. So when we have these toxins in our body, these radiations, I liken it to we're being machine guns. So all these holes are being put into all of our cells. Every cell membrane is no longer protective of the cell. Our blood-brain barrier has got holes in it, our gut holes in it, leaky gut. And it's like epidemic. When they put I had healed my gut. When they put these smart meters in my area in Southern California, we can opt out in California. So we opted out, got our neighbors on both sides to opt out. So the nearest one was way across the street, way behind our backyard. But still, that amount of radiation in the neighborhood, in 30 days, I couldn't eat anything again because that's how fast the leaky gut happened. Because I still have the antibodies that I formed 20 years ago when my gut was leaking due to the mercury poisoning. So it's just heinous that this has been allowed to happen.
Right.
And
so,
we can, you know, we can survive and thrive. I am back to work. I'm still in the same house where I was when I got so sick about 7 years ago when they put the smart meters in.
Right. And I definitely want to get into that part, the healing part and what you can do to combat this.
Oh, the other thing I want to say is that anybody who has a cut in their body, I've had 7 surgeries. My hysterectomy scar before I started wearing the things that we're going to be talking about, when I'd spend an hour on the computer, it would get red and just really angry and itch and burn. And it doesn't do that anymore. So wherever there's a opening in the skin, that's where the EMF can just pour in. When I have husbands and wives come to me, one's sick and the other one isn't, the one that isn't doesn't understand the one that is, and then I ask, you know, have you had a surgery? And almost invariably they've had a surgery or some type of history of mercury poisoning.
Hmm. So in your experience for the canaries, the more sensitive ones, probably they've had some other pretty significant insult to their body, whether that be some toxicity like mercury or DDT or glyphosate or whatever, or I would even think maybe mold or some biotoxin, root canal biotoxins, surgeries. So if the physiology and the anatomy have been disrupted already, they're potentially going to be more susceptible.
That's right, absolutely.
Okay.
And I, on the third edition of my EMF Freedom book, because I kept adding and rearranging so that people, a spouse could handle, this is causing divorces because the person that's not sick thinks the other one's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And also people going to their doctor with all these symptoms, the doctor is telling them they're crazy, need a psychiatrist. Yeah. And so I kept rearranging so that somebody could hand it to their spouse or their doctor and say, I'm not crazy. Here's the reason for all my symptoms. I have all of the symptoms and then the biochemical reasons why these symptoms are happening upon exposure to EMF.
Yeah. And I can tell you as a family practitioner, although I do integrative functional medicine now, but thinking back into my former life as just a regular conventional PCP, symptoms like irritability and fatigue and dizziness, vertigo, headaches, even skin rashes for that matter. But these were all more kind of just this, you sort of hate to see a patient with just irritability, fatigue, headache, and dizziness because there wasn't a great drug for any of that. And, of course, doctors are only trained in drug medicine, pharmaceutical-based symptom treatment, and there just aren't really great ones for those particular symptoms. So these would be the exact ones that a doctor would get. Your PCP is going to get frustrated. You as a patient will be frustrated. Of course, your spouse, family members will get frustrated because the doctors don't really have any great relief for you, and you keep complaining, of course, because you're suffering. So, I mean, it's just this perfect storm of bad symptoms without good conventional treatments and this hidden, invisible potential root cause of these symptoms. Can you also speak to the cumulative effect? Because, you know, someone may get a Tesla car and a smart meter and a new 5G phone or whatever, and not notice anything, but then it could be 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, or who knows when down the road, this cumulative effect. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, right. I have people call and say, I was fine, I was fine, I was fine, I was fine. I woke up one morning, and on the back of the book, I list all the symptoms, and they say, I woke up one morning with all of those symptoms. And the other thing about the consulting is that by the time people find me who are as sick as I was, I was to the point I couldn't be in public and I couldn't work because I couldn't be around a computer. Itchy, bloody sores up my mouth arm within minutes of trying to use a computer. I would feel everybody's cell phone like a knife in me. I had to quit going out in public. Grocery store, 50 people, 50 knives in my body. It was so painful I quit going out. So it's just amazing that this is like I said, I keep saying it, but I cannot believe that this has been allowed to keep happening.
Yeah.
So,
well, in your presentation, you started off at the Weston A. Price Conference with the DDT. In fact, I took a screenshot of it. It was an ad in a paper, I think. Yeah, advertisement from Time, June 30th, 1947. And it was all about DDT is good for me, kind of a little jingle. Exhaustive scientific tests have shown that when properly used, DDT kills a host of destructive insect pests and is a benefactor of all humanity. Today, everyone can enjoy added comfort, health, and safety through the insect-killing powers of DDT products. Bigger, juicier fruits, free of unsightly worms, more productivity from beef, cattle, and crops, helps make healthier, more comfortable homes, protecting families from dangerous pests. That was an advertisement made DDT sound like just the greatest thing since sliced bread. But the main point I think you made at the conference was that first sentence, exhaustive scientific tests have shown. So once again, we put our hope and reliance and trust in quote unquote science. And of course, we all know now how harmful DDT is. And I think the point of that slide, I'll let you speak to it, but was it, you know, people are saying 5G and EMFs, these have been exhaustively tested. And we need to be careful because we have a track record in the history of maybe missing it with these exhaustive scientific tests.
Well, this is the thing that is amazing. Exhaustive studies have not been done. They have not. They're only now completing the tests on 2G and 3G. The second generation, third generation were existing in fourth generation, then 5G will be the fifth generation. They are only just beginning to hit the journals of showing the damage of 2G, 3G, 4G. They haven't done any on 5G, so there have not been the exhaustive scientific tests. And there was no study putting a human in a hybrid or electric car to see what would happen. And the people who find me, who are as sick as I was, have a history in their profile, I have them fill out, of driving a hybrid or an electric for a year, year and a half, because you're sitting in that environment. I've had a doctor tell me he realized that his kids were becoming unconscious in the back seat of a hybrid. He thought they were sleeping, but they are actually becoming unconscious, sitting on the batteries. So these are not friendly environments. They're causing heart palpitations. They're causing heart failure because it's an electromagnetic environment. And I have some of my menopause consults, their teenagers say they don't even want to ride in the car with their parents anymore because they know they get sick in the car. They know they get sick every time they pass by a cell tower. Mm. So this is going to be more additive because, you know, like, computers didn't come out until I was 40 years old. But these young people today, they've been surrounded by electromagnetic radiation from the time they were conceived.
Right.
And then all during their development. And then, you know, so much. Hospitals are so full of electromagnetic radiation. There's a hospital a couple miles from us, and it's triangulated by three cell towers. It just makes no sense to put somebody in a hospital to help them heal when you have that much radiation pouring into them.
Yeah. Well, it is extremely sad and more than unfortunate, very unethical, I'd say, to release these kind of technologies without adequate studies being done. And I would venture a guess that if studies do start coming out, industry-funded studies will show no harmful effects, kind of like with glyphosate or Roundup. Industry-funded studies typically will show no problems with that industry's product. And then independent studies come out and show tremendous negative. But again, the common sense factor, I think we can just use some common sense that if we're going to microwave ourselves 24/7 with smart meters, it's going to lead to some damage. So we're up against the break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk specifically, how do these things damage you? And I'll give you a hint, oxidative stress. And Dr. Plourd's already mentioned punching holes all through your gut and every barrier, every from blood-brain barrier to gut barrier to cell membranes. But we'll touch on that a little bit more, the oxidative stress burden. And we'll touch on what you can do about this. Obviously avoidance, but then there's some technologies out there that can help mitigate some of this effect. So we are visiting with Dr. Elizabeth Plourd, and I'll give her website real quick, www.emffreedom.com. And I think you can find more resources and education and, of course, her books there. smartdots.us, and we'll talk more about these smart dots when we get back from the break, so y'all stick with us.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580. Of course, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, and You're the Cure right here on AM 580. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Don't forget about our health cruise coming up. It'll be August 2020, August 2nd for a week, northbound out of Seattle, round trip up through the Inside Passage back to Seattle 1 week. If you'd like to learn more about our health cruise coming up on Princess Cruise Line, contact Envoy Travel or give us a call here at the radio station. We'll be happy to get you hooked up on that for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
cruise,
so
we're
going to be good.
Try to bring the whole family. I don't know if that's a sales point or a six kids.
Yeah,
Dr. Edwards.
Yeah, our whole family's going to go. We'll be there. The whole Wilkes clan, man, we're all going to be there. We haven't been to Alaska, been in a lot of cruises, haven't done Alaska, and so we're looking forward to that. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we are right back at it with Dr. Elizabeth Plourd, who's her website, emffreedom.com, and then her latest book just won the Best New Environmental Book of the Year Award. Her book's name is EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. So, Dr. Plourd, we were talking off air during that break, and I think it'd be good for listeners to kind of hear some of these differences. When we say EMF, what exactly, from a frequency standpoint, you know, there's radio waves, there's radar frequencies, there's cell phone, there's Wi-Fi. So this range, can you just speak a little bit to that? What's considered some of the safer ranges? Even light bulbs and stuff like that, down to the for sure more dangerous ranges, and just to give people an idea of what we're talking about with these different frequencies.
Well, what's interesting is, as I was doing all this research and piecing it all together, I realize that just electricity alone is bad for our body. Mm-hmm. When we were back down at 50-60 hertz, which is the household electricity, depending on what country, that 50-60 hertz, the cancer rates went up when America was electrified. So definitely these radiations cause cancer. I do a whole hour talk at cancer conferences. It takes me that long to describe all the changes at the cellular level that result in cancer formation. So this is really a horrible thing that's happening to us. So, and then it's gone up to the radio range. It moved on up the frequency to radio and TV. And then in order to do all that they're doing, they're up in the radar range. They're up in 1 to 100 gigahertz. And so our Wi-Fi has been in the radar range for quite a few years now in order to add to the frequencies. And then the 5G will be totally in the radar range of that 1 to 100 gigahertz. So as you move up, it's more and more damage to the body. And right, it's amazing because the 2.4 gigahertz that our smart meters are at are the exact worst frequency for our body. Mm. So we're sitting in these houses with all these smart meters. Some of the sickest people who found me several years ago were states that had electric, gas, and water smart meters already.
So that cumulative effect. And that's, I think, a good transition into what's this actually doing to us, and it's oxidative stress. Our listeners know all about oxidative stress, and the whole point of what we preach at Veritas is to building your resistance and resiliency up, is improving your antioxidant enzymes in the body, which would include catalase and superoxide dismutase and glutathione and these things that can battle back and push back, donate electrons back into the system. They're antioxidant enzymes. Of course, antioxidant foods are good too, but these enzymes are so powerful. But it's this balance kind of, if you put too many oxidants, too many things in your life that drive oxidative stress, you're going to overwhelm your capacity to push back against them. You're going to overwhelm your antioxidant enzymes. And so the EMF just adds one more layer and a big layer of oxidative stress. You mentioned, Dr. Plourd, earlier, it vibrates the DNA that over time can actually damage and break the DNA with that cumulative effect over time. But then I heard you talk in your lecture also about the effects of EMFs on your immune system, TH1, TH2. We're in a rampant epidemic of autoimmune disease and abnormal immune responses in general. Could you feel free to speak on any of that, oxidative stress, vibrating and damaging DNA, but the immune system effect too, or anything else I missed on how these EMFs actually hurt us?
Right. The oxidative stress is interesting because on my sunscreen book that I wrote and published that first one in 2012, the solar radiation is causing oxidative stress, and if we eat antioxidants, that counteracts the damage. And I have a whole chapter in that book. I was amazed at the amount of research that had been done to see about preventing solar radiation, and eating a high antioxidant diet really circumvents the sunburn. I've talked to enough white Italian people who were in the tropical sun, but eating a high antioxidant diet, and they didn't even turn color, so they didn't need the harm to their body from the sunscreen. But then the electromagnetic radiation is the same type of oxidation damage, so it's the same diet that we need for both to protect from solar radiation as well as to protect from electromagnetic radiation. And there's plenty of studies. Like I said, I've got a whole chapter in the sunscreen book, and then I've got sections in the EMF Freedom book that talk specifically about different types of antioxidants, like garlic powder helps prevent the damage to the testicles from the cell phones in the pockets. So we can eat what will protect us.
Right.
That's for sure. So we definitely need to do that.
And then what about on the immune system, that TH1, TH2 you mentioned in your lecture?
Right. Yeah, this is, people are so being bothered by molds and the autoimmune diseases. And it's because our electromagnetic radiation is imbalancing our immune system completely. Our TH1 and TH2 have to be in balance. They no longer are on exposure to a cell phone. And TH17 is raised, and it should be. That's what helps kick into the autoimmune diseases and also makes a poorer outcome for breast cancer patients. So we really are harming our ability to fight off the pathogens and the molds. So when we could have lived in a house with mold before all this electromagnetic radiation, our bodies can no longer tolerate it.
Right. Well, I think it's a good time to start bringing in some solutions. We've kind of been so negative and sad, and almost can seem overwhelming because it's just ubiquitous. Everywhere you go, you can't get away from this. And I guess if you went into the wilderness, maybe. but to live any type of civilized living, it seems like pretty much you're going to be exposed to this stuff. You mentioned in your bedroom, and I think that's we want to reiterate that you're going to sleep hopefully 7, 8, 9 hours a night. So that's a third of your day. You could be EMF free if you have a sleep sanctuary. I hear a lot of people use that term. So at least make the bedroom Wi-Fi and EMF free and protect yourself during those hours. And that will allow your body to kind of repair and heal and regenerate. And of course, if you eat right and hydrate well and exercise well and deal with emotional, unresolved emotional conflicts, you're going to be more able to push back against all these different oxidative stressors. But in addition to that, if we could add some other things into the mix to help, and I think particularly I'm remembering a slide in your presentation, some girls that go to school, young girls went to school, would be sick at school because, of course, schools are full of Wi-Fi and smart boards and all that kind of stuff and cell phones. And they were doing a science experiment with seeds and growing grass, I think. But the seeds would not sprout very well next to the Wi-Fi router. And then the second part of the experiment was having the exact same seeds with the same conditions otherwise, minus the EMFs, and the seeds sprouted and grew well. But then they used some of your technology, even in the presence of Wi-Fi, and got the seeds to grow. So can you speak to not only that technology, but anything that you recommend to kind of help folks to stay healthy in this toxic environment?
The products that I found that got me back to work, because literally I was unable to work. I was a hermit in my backyard. And these dots, they're called energy dots. They're programmed with five different types of energy. One is called the bio dot, and that's for the biological field. It strengthens your biological field, so the radiations can't penetrate into your physical body as easily. We have a picture of that, too, that shows how much stronger and more uniform the energy field around the body is with this technology. And then, so wearing it helps you with all the other cell phones that are out there when you're out in public. And then we have what are called smart dots to go on all the smart technology, the phones, the iPads, the computers, dash of the car, and that actually alters the radiations coming off to be a human-compatible vibration, so they're no longer as toxic, and they really work. I just had a person call me and say they started in not feeling well again. They have a smart meter on their bedroom wall and went out and looked, and sure enough, the smart dots were gone. They had been washed off in the weather, And she said she got another set of smart dots back on that meter, and she started feeling good again. So they absolutely do work. I can attest to that. My journey of these dots to go from unable to be around any radiation to being able to speak like I did at Western Price and all that technology on the stage, surrounded by all the people with all their cell phones and iPads, to be able to do that with no problem, it's just been an incredible journey. It's like eating the right food for your energy body, like eat the right food for your physical body. So at 2 months, I was stronger, 6 months stronger, a year stronger, 3 years stronger, and 4 years stronger. It's just been great to be able to feel this. At 4 years, I could even use a wireless mouse, which when I got sick, my husband had a wireless mouse in his office. I couldn't even go in the office. I stood at the door and I said, "You've got to get that wireless mouse out of here. I get too sick."
How long do these energy dots last?
They test them at 12 years and found no diminishing in what they do. So you don't have to keep replacing them. And technologically, they should never wear out. Okay. So they haven't been around to test them, in 25 years or so.
I was online looking at them. They're really not that expensive.
No, they're not. It's a very inexpensive. We've got starter kits that literally they just start at $59.95, and that's enough for you to wear in a set for whatever device you use most. And that's our whole goal, is to get you protected, and then you can turn around and help your family and get your whole family protected. I'm very worried about our kids, very worried. Their brains are much more susceptible to damage. There's smaller skulls, thinner skulls, more fluid in the brain, and more rapidly dividing DNA. So they are much more susceptible to the damage in the brain. And you're seeing this in all these, all these kids today, all the out-of-control behaviors, the autism. There's no doubt about the connection to autism and ADHD. It's really misfiring the brain. All the neurotransmitters are being destroyed. Their levels are just totally being disrupted. And we had said during the break about infertility, there's no doubt about the infertility. And miscarriages, it definitely causes miscarriages. There's one of the studies that I have is looking at the neuro tissue of babies that had been aborted from just like a very short exposure to a cell phone near the belly. And the nerve tissue is really damaged just in that short of time. So how much is being damaged during the whole 9 months? Where does the woman carry her cell phone? You know, right at her waist or in her purse. Yeah. So we are harming the development of all of our children. Even animals in the wild are miscarrying because all life on the planet is being impacted. And the other thing is the rampant increase in Alzheimer's. These radiations kill the memory cells in the brain. They kill the cells in the hippocampus. And in Korea, they're calling it digital dementia because the kids, they've had a lot more radiation there than we've had, and the kids are losing their memory. Mm. So we definitely have an Alzheimer's epidemic.
Right.
And so this, it's just amazing when you look at all the things that are happening to us. The electromagnetic radiation, I feel, is the root cause, because when the cells aren't protecting with the membrane anymore, so all these toxins can get in and disrupt the enzymatic reactions.
Right.
So our bodies aren't functioning the way they were designed to function.
Right. Well, and I just want to remind the listeners that our body is an electric body. In fact, there's a book called The Body Electric. And in the Western world, we just think of physical stuff we can touch and see, and, you know, like our physical bodies, blood and bone and skin and hair, and just made of these chemicals and atoms, hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, whatever, amino acids. And we just think in the physical terms. And Dr. Tom Cowan at the conference kind of spoke to this. What's the difference between just a bag of chemicals that, you know, if you knew the exact ingredients that made up a carrot, or you, a human being even, the exact molecules and how many atoms of each molecule, and you put all that into a bag, that's still not a carrot, or it's still not a human. There's this other force outside of the material world. So you're getting into quantum physics. You're really getting into the spiritual realm too. But in the quantum physics realm and spiritual realm, you're talking about energy and the flow of electrons and then subatomic particles, these waves. So there's this whole other realm of energy, frequencies, and it's what gives us life, really. And that's how even emotional traumas can impact us so much, because it messes with these frequencies, and different frequencies attract the toxins and the bugs that a lot of doctors chase. But anyways, my point being that there's a lot more to us than just atoms, just physical stuff, and we can't forget that we're really an electric being also, and that's where these impacts of the EMFs can come in. Dr. Plourd, we've got 5 or 6 more minutes. On your healing journey, personal healing, how much would you say was from either shielding or removal of sources like a Wi-Fi router and not being in a certain type of car with too many electronics? So how much was actual removal of sources of these of electricity versus the dots or something that I guess I know you tried lots of different technologies and ended up at the dots.
Right, I did, over the 15 years, because 15 years ago I identified dizzy vertigo when I'd walk in a Wi-Fi building, walk outside, be fine, walk back in, dizzy vertigo. So I started buying all these things that are on the market, and all I did was get sicker and sicker and sicker, and if anybody's interested, I can say why they don't work, because this is actually human energy. So I did have a biological building inspector come to my house and, you know, make the house as quiet as possible. He taught us to turn the electricity off to the back part of the house where we sleep so that we're sleeping completely with no electromagnetic radiation. I did all that, and I still was unable to use a computer or go in public. So it wasn't until I found these dots that allowed me to strengthen my energy field and allow the devices to be safe enough for me to use. So it's all of the above, plus also grounding. So I was spending most of my time, I live near the beach, I was spending most of my time on a beach away from people, because everybody's cell phone, even if a person was 100 feet away, I would feel the knife in my body. And I had to be away from buildings because I would feel the smart meter on the building. So I spent a lot of time just grounding. That was the only place I felt comfortable. But grounding is very important because it helps repair the body. So these dots help protect more damage happening to the body, and then the grounding helps the repair. So it's a combination of all of the above that really needs to happen in order for people to be in the world of living as well as thriving.
Right, and I just want to refresh people's listeners' memory. We have talked grounding before, but basically we're talking about your body being in touch with the earth, meaning don't have rubber-soled shoes on. Go barefoot and walk on the beach like Dr. Plourd did, or just in your grass. We've lost touch with the earth. We don't actually touch the earth anymore, from our vehicles' rubber tires to our rubber-soled shoes to being in a building all day long. We never connect back to the earth, and the earth has lots of electrons to donate back to you. I mentioned electron donation, your antioxidant enzymes and antioxidant foods. Antioxidants donate electrons back into your system, and that's good because electron stealers, that's what oxidative stress is, stealing of electrons. And all these different toxins and EMF, that's what they do, they steal electrons. Well, the earth is your biggest electron donor. And ancestrally, people walked around barefoot or leather moccasins, so you could have leather-soled shoes would be fine, anything that could conduct these electrons. So that's grounding, and that's a whole other topic we could get into. But it sounds to me like, I mean, I'm assuming you were not eating a standard American diet already. You were already living a pretty healthy lifestyle. You had a building biologist come in and try to mitigate some of the sources and your grounding. And got some better, but it sounds like the majority of the benefit came from the energy dots.
Absolutely, because I already was eating a high antioxidant diet because of my mercury poisoning, and knew that it was the fine balancing act from the time you get poisoned with mercury. So I was already eating a very good diet, and then cleaning out our house and sleeping without electromagnetic radiation. But we still need to be out in public. And these dots allowed me to be in public as well as heal my body along the way.
How are you wearing these dots? Is this in a necklace, or you put it in your shoe? Or
you can put it anywhere. Doesn't matter. As long as it's within 2 feet of your body. We want it around people 24 hours a day, so we want you to sleep with it. So yeah. I put mine, you know, near my pillow when I'm sleeping. So you can wear it as a necklace. We have them as bracelets. I've gotten my two grandsons that are 15 and 9 to wear their bioband, they're called. And they've been wearing them for a couple of years now. So they're kind of almost like the new rage of kids wearing these silicone bracelets that people are wearing.
Can you give your website again where we can get that?
Yeah, it's EMF Freedom. So EMF for electromagnetic field, emffreedom.com. That has a lot of information about the radiation. We also have a website that's geared just for the energy dots themselves, and it's called smartdots.us. So smartdots, plural, smartdots, and then .us, not .com. And then I'd also like to talk about, because my sunscreen book has such a great chapter on the diet, of the antioxidant diet to help offset the damage. Yeah, that's sunscreensbiohazard.com. Sunscreens, plural, sunscreensbiohazard.com. So that chapter, I really spent a lot of time putting that together because all the antioxidants work synergistically together, and we really need that type of armature to help offset this damage that we're being so exposed to.
Yeah. Well, and one very last comment, because I heard you describe this at the conference when people were during the Q&A, because it's hard for some people, even me, to kind of wrap my head around what's this, how can this dot do something with these energy fields. But you describe like a credit card, the magnet strip on the back of a credit card holds lots of information, and basically these dots hold a lot of information, and the information that it holds, correct me if I'm wrong, is these frequencies that are more compatible with human cells as opposed to these non-native man-made frequencies that damage human cells. Is that right?
Yeah. The biodiet is strengthening your biofield. The frequency is called 5-PHI, 1.618. So by wearing that, it's strengthening your own 1.618. We've known about that. It's called the golden ratio energy. And then the dots on the electronics alter that and change that to be phi, to change it to the human compatible vibration. Right. So it makes your environment safer.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
I know what I want for Christmas.
There we go.
Two front teeth.
No, have you been listening?
Yes, I'm just kidding.
And we'll Dr. Plourd's kind enough to let us resell those on VeritasMarket.com, so we will be getting an account with her and getting, of course, the books. We're all about education, and then some of these dots, too, so people can look on there also in the future.
Yeah, I have over 400 references in the EMF Freedom book, and so people can hand it and say, you know, I'm not crazy. This has got to get to the politicians, because this book, I really encourage people to get this to the politicians, because they've been shown the studies that show there's no harm, and that's totally a fallacy. It does cause harm. Yeah. Every one of these are causing harm. And to make it this great happy bubble, they're building smart cities near us. And I said in the lecture, I would love to have the money and the funding to be able to do a study of the people before they move in to these houses that are totally wired or wireless, and then follow them every 2 months, because I know these people are going to get sick. There's no doubt about it.
No. Yeah. Well, and I'm with you about being in touch with your representatives. Give them the education, give them the book and knowledge. Maybe it's a pessimist in me, but the FCC is the government agency regulating this, and just as we see with some other agencies, they are prone to being influenced by corporations that have lots and lots of money. Imagine that. So definitely do what you can, but as with everything else, get personally educated, educate your family, your Sunday school buddies, your people at work, your coworkers, just all your friends, and influence your circle. If we all do that, then we can grassroots this thing, and people can stay healthy. So, Dr. Plourd, thank you so much for all your years of research and putting all this together for us, of course, for the book and your personal sacrifice, your journey of being sick and getting well again. We really appreciate all you've done and what you're doing to spread the word. So thank you for being here today, and we'll have you back to talk about sunscreen in the spring.
Sounds great, and thank you so much. It's so frustrating to know all this and know the whole world doesn't know yet. So thank you for the opportunity to share it.
Well, you're very, very welcome, and thank you again.
Thank you again. Appreciate that. Check out VeritasMedical.com, VeritasMedical.com. And you've been listening to You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, right here on AM 580. Of course, we'll see you back here next Monday on the show. Have a wonderful rest of the week, sir.
Thank you. Y'all too.